I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Hi there. Welcome to a brand new episode of Against All Odds, an HT Smartcast original with me, Bose. This show is about extraordinary individuals who have survived impossible challenges. Eventually, they have reached where they wanted to. This show is about passion and persistence.
HT Smartcast.
You are listening to an HT Smartcast original.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Today I bring to you Father J.A. Carvalho, the founding principal to a leading school in Delhi, Father Agnel School. People call him a brilliant maverick, and he himself says that he has always been a rebel. Still, the kids over the last 40 years have been loving him. Why? I myself went to a convent school for early education, and I must confess, I disliked all fathers there. They would try to beat compliance out of me. As a kid in school, I missed no opportunity in unnerving and displeasing the fathers. But no kid has done that in Father Agnel schools in over last 40 years. Who is this Robin Hood principal who is so loved and revered by teachers, students and parents alike, and yet considered difficult to work with by others?
I was not born in India. I was born in a Portuguese territory. I was not born in Indian. I was born in Goa, yes. But Goa did not belong to the Indian Union until 61. I was born in 48. So I had a Portuguese passport.
He witnessed his father dedicate his life as a doctor for the poor. His mother broke norms by flattening the caste system with cultivators who visited every day, sharing food and making them sit on chairs as equals.
So the whole family was born in a situation where you were challenged to defy everything. So I always have been a defiant person, a person who defies the social system, a person who defies the defined.
As he grew up, he could choose to be in medical sciences as his father. But as a defiant boy, he chose priesthood for his education.
And I came across a book called The Hero of Molokai. Molokai is an island in the Polynesian Islands. And there was a young man from Belgium called Damien. So he was a young priest. And that whole island was an exile for the lepers. So he decided to go there and lay down his life, became a leper, died as a leper. I felt it was something very strange and decided, okay, let me be a priest, I can do something very different.
In his 14 years of formal education, what was his personal definition of priesthood?
So priesthood, the calling is not necessarily to be a spiritual person, which most people think they are, and therefore they get constrained to the limits of what they are called, their professional duties. So you know, there are two ideas of priesthood, no? There is something called a pujari, who does the temple service, a ritualist. And there's another one, the priesthood, in other words, is a leader. In fact, we call it prophetic. He does things that the others cannot do. Or he shows the way of something that is difficult. Say, for example, doing something for the poor, getting out of the way is prophetic, meaning something that is beyond you, but someone has to have the courage to say it out, to do it. So that prophetic role, I mean, the role of challenging, the role of showing a way to the others in everything that you did, became almost a calling for me, and I decided, okay, I'm a priest, but I am a rebel priest.
It became his second nature to look at things differently. When he graduated, he was assigned to a challenging consulting project with Bechtel.
77 to 79, there was a Gulf boom, and thousands of Indians used to be recruited to go there. So we started an organization called Placement Services. We started designing skills for people. I must have employed more than 10,000 people all over the world. So they've designed skills from masonry to the tiler to aluminium making to hotel industry.
His upbringing and the nature to question would frequently pull him to spend time living with the poor. He would disappear for days together at times. What he saw during the emergency in the 1970s further reinforced his commitment for the poor.
I really liked what Indira Gandhi did, okay? Otherwise, I'm nationalizing banks, blah, blah, blah. So, but I went out on the field. I was working in Bihar, in Madhya Pradesh that time. For what was done for, for birth control, forcible sterilization. That something went against my principle of forcing people. They were actually pulling people like dogs, sterilizing and sending them away. And that was contrary, totally contrary to my belief system. A, they were poor. B, the government, the state was using its force. It was a state-sponsored terrorism. So naturally, I was against it. And then I even went to a jail on a day. For a day, I was present. But my fight was against the system. The state that becomes a terror, official terror.
He was doing well between his consulting out of Bombay and experiences on the ground in Bihar and Madhya Pradesh. What happened in 1979 that the organization decided to relocate him to Delhi as the founding principal to Father Regnal School?
So, that at the end of the Bechtel, and that time the Bechtel was headed by a man called George Shultz, who later on became Secretary of State to Ronald Reagan. There is the guy who was corresponding with me. Can you believe that? Even I don't believe it. So I had reached that level of proficiency in doing something. And when the time came, then I became so big in Bombay that even the ambassadors used to come and meet me. And I was a small guy. I had nothing. And my superiors, my bosses in the organization, they felt, what if everybody's coming to him? So send him away. That's why I came to Delhi.
Over the last 40 years, he has tried to ingrain a few basics that he has learned from his life, things that are a natural part of Ignil culture. There is a level of equality. There are parents who can't afford the school bus, so the father drops the kid on his bicycle. Over the parent-teachers meeting, often a father will park his cycle next to our car. We exchange glances as mutual respect. The school forgoes Rs. 2.4 crores annually for the underprivileged enrolled. He has put a system in place. Teachers here don't quit. Moreover, they often come up with ideas on how to better something that they are teaching. And I have been a witness to that. This is perhaps the first school that isn't international board and still has STEM learning in place.
I know today people who work for me for 10-15 years become very sensitive because they realize there is a way of life in this. And that is something very, very important for me. Because if you are not sensitive, you are not human at all. In Indian philosophy, we call it Aham Brahmasmi, God lives in us. That means there is goodness in us. Every time we go against goodness, we kill ourselves.
Despite all the achievements, what is the biggest challenge?
Our biggest challenge is there are no critical thinking. There are no critical thinkers at all. Everything else works like fits and starts. There is no purpose to anything that people do. There is no purpose to doing something right because it is right. They do right by, I would say, because there is no other way. But they don't choose right. They don't choose a better process because that better process, you have to bring in a better process. That doesn't happen because That urge to change does not exist. And I think the biggest problem here is that, you know, the Maslow's principle, which I never believed, money changes you. Money becomes the important motive not to grow. Of course, they want to grow, but not to grow in the manner that you must grow. Because the Maslow's principle is based on the motivation. So if you are motivated with these, you are certainly motivated less for the other. That does not, and that's the problem.
Critical thinking comes from our ability to think out of the box. But why is it missing from our education system?
Your anchoring, how sure are you?
And what is the price one pays for not being grounded?
Why is the problem with people? Because they don't know what to chase. So they chase anything that comes your way. And that's why they always go on chasing phantoms.
And on the contrary, what is the reward for being that grounded person?
Your sense of contentment arises from your alignment with the reality. Whatever reality you see.
And now you know why kids relate with him so well. We often call kids naughty for what might only be an attempt to do something differently. For a child in the school, perhaps he is the only person they have ever seen who identifies with their streak of naughtiness. For Father Carvalho, critical thinking starts right from being naughty as a child and preserving that naughtiness as one grows up. That's it from me. If you know of more such people who have inspired you and wish that I talk about them, do reach out to me at Bose for Leadership, that is Bose numeric for Leadership, at Twitter and Instagram, and Shubham Basu on LinkedIn. Alternatively, you can look for the handle at HTSmartcast on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. The podcast is available on Spotify, JioSaavn, Google and all your favorite podcasting apps. I will be back next week with a brand new story.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.